Hello, everybody. Welcome to What You Watchin', the bonus content from Cult Classics Podcast. Cameron Jones here, along with my co-host.
Oh, nice. He introduced us this time, Jordan. Mark Nussel.
Jordan Jones.
We are post-Oscar, so you might be saying, are we going to do an Oscar roundup? No, not really, because we didn't probably see a lot of the movies collectively, I'm going to guess. But I did watch The Whale yesterday. Brendan Fraser just won, and he's also our boy. Here, I was talking to Jordan about this off air a second ago, but here's what I'll say about The Whale. It wasn't, I was staying away from it for a while just because I was like, I'm not in the mood for a sad drama right now. It's just going to be dark and heavy, but it wasn't as precious, like the movie Precious, as I thought, where it was just uncomfortable and hard to watch, you know?
So the question I have really about that, right? Oh, go ahead, Mark. Mm-hmm.
No, it did give off those Precious, but like,
oh, and don't get me wrong. It is Precious. Just like, it is sad, but it's not like, I could watch it again. It's not that unbearable.
But Precious,
you know,
is like an all-time downer. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So, I mean, to compare it to Precious is like,
yeah, I know that was, but just to give a comparison.
No, the trailer though really like made it seem like it was going to be this like really sad story.
And it is, and it is. I'll say this, Brendan Fraser gives a really good performance, and I would even maybe say deserving of, like, you know, best actor, but the movie didn't exactly feel like an Oscar movie to me.
Well, that's
still
good, because he won that, right?
Yeah, he did. And that's, I mean, I just support our boy, but
the movie itself was not nominated for all that money, except for, like, makeup.
It did, yeah, because it didn't feel that grandiose of a movie.
Who directed
or that
it? Was there anybody notable?
Not
I can't remember off the top of my head, but I was literally just talking about it a second ago, so I should know.
Oh,
but
shit.
No. Did anyone else see any other Oscar movies this year? I do plan on watching Everything Everywhere All at Once.
That's been on my docket for so long, I'm surprised I didn't get around to it, but, I mean, now I have to, right?
I'm pretty sure it's streaming on Paramount Plus right now.
No, it's definitely streaming. It's, like, easy to access.
Yeah, I'll get to that one. I mean, it just swept so many that I want to, but I have not yet seen it. Jordan, you probably have seen the most, if anybody.
Well, a lot less this year because I haven't gotten to get a go to the theaters. I did see that one though. Saw it a couple months ago.
Did that take Best Supporting Actor and Actress?
It took it took literally everything except like Best Actor.
Yeah. Actress too. It took.
Yeah,
Jamie Lee Curtis. Yep.
She was Best Supporting.
Or Best Supporting.
The main character, the lady from Crazy Rich Asians, the mom from that, she won Best Actor. And the guy that plays Data / Short Round from Indiana Jones, he made a resurgence. He won the Best Supporting Actress, Best Actor.
Did you see his speech?
Yeah, it was touching.
Super,
it was really
super
good.
Super wholesome. Yeah, very good.
Actually, he's like a genuinely very nice guy.
Two things happened. I did watch the Oscars with Megs, right?
And Ji-Hoo Kwon, if I'm saying that correctly, probably not, but
you know, Data from Goonies.
Data.
He did think his Goonies brother, and I'm like, who's that? Which one's that? Looked up. Thank
Corey Feldman.
I think Chunk. Come on, nobody's. He thanked Chunk.
Oh,
he's like,
nice.
My lifelong Goonie brother, whoever no, Chunk's Captain real name Chunk. Is. Yeah.
Yeah, I could see them staying in contact.
So
yeah,
that was kind
sure.
of fun. So I don't know if it's – I honestly couldn't tell. A lot of the speeches were like emotional in a good way and like sweet sure. and touching. But Megan was getting – she was getting all verklempt by him, but I kind of found myself already getting verklempt. I think it's because I'm a dad now. I get more emotional. Not much more. God.
So it happens. It happens with age. I mean, it's weird what gets me. It's often never.
It's a great word, by the way, verklempt.
Verklempt. Yeah.
Yeah. So I can tell you what. I'll tell you what's going to get us verklempt in 2 weeks. This is a. I don't know if it's a spoiler alert, but the end of Terminator 2 is going to get me all emotional.
The thumbs up. Yep. Look forward to our full episodes for the Terminator series. Well, just the first two,
which are just FYI on HBO Max, which is great.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have to.
Oh, that's huge.
That's
have
big,
all
big time, baby.
In not Oscar news, just some things I've actually watched recently. We haven't really talked about the Last of Us series too much, but that just wrapped up. Just to kind of give a season wrap up. Caesar salad. There shouldn't really be any spoilers, but also, I mean, it's the game. There's content. It's been out for a while. But I feel like overall they did a very good job on the series staying true to the game. The things they did expand on just added
Cameron, more can depth. I ask you, what did you think about the game? Like, it's literally my favorite game I've ever played. Like, that type of... I wouldn't call it a role-playing game, but it's like...
It's a very cinematic...
methodical, stealthy cutscenes.
Because it's motion capture, it's acted, it's very cinematic, it's a storytelling game. That's why. Because it plays like a movie, therefore it's very easy to translate games like that to a series or to a movie. I will say it felt like a little rushed in the whole end of the series, and that's my only complaint. That most of the time, as a podcast and a network, we're complaining, hey, get rid of these series, let's cut it down to a movie. But this is one case where there's so much material, and they were already extending things for more character depth that, like, I could have taken
it,
more.
It was, what, nine episodes?
Nine or eight or something like that,
so
yeah.
So the first, just for an example, just kind of proving your point, the first episode was... like the first 5 minutes of gameplay.
Sure.
But then like the last episode was maybe like
the last 2 hours,
like 2 hours of gameplay. They kind of, I don't know why they felt like they needed to
condense so much.
I am curious to me though. All right. Movies or
Jordan,
TV shows.
You haven't played the game. Have you been watching it?
Haven't played the game. Haven't watched the series.
Okay.
I might watch it. I don't know. I'm sure I could watch it without playing the game.
Pedro Pascal is
yeah,
still just
I like him. He seems like a good guy. He's having like a real good couple of years. What sure I'm saying is though, to compare like a good video game adaptation, which just seems to be like the first one collectively, right? Kind of
that
nailed it. It feels like a movie that's based on a novel or a short story. The bones and the characters are there, but you got to create a story around it, right? Did they do that? They had to elaborate quite a bit.
Well,
more
it was not much because it was already kind of there. Again, this is a motion capture game that has actors, and like it already kind of was very zombie apocalyptic series esque. That you didn't.
Is
have
this
to do
a
much.
One and done season, or are they kind of?
Well, there's already
they just
a tapped
the
game.
Well.
All
right,
they
so.
Have,
they
there's a second game. Second I imagine game. They're going to do the second game as well for a series.
I may watch it sometime.
Four seasons though, like
yeah, they could have elongated it so much. I respect it a bit because we do often complain about that. They make series too long and you could condense things down and they add too much bullshit. But this is one time where I think they have enough material to go off of. And I think it's just because I'm a fan. It's just biased that I want more.
When
of
it comes down to a show like this, and there's plenty of examples, maybe this one's really, you know, that much better than a lot. I love the first season, but I don't want to sign up for a series.
Okay.
However it ends, I enjoy the ride and I'm like, I'm not going to watch season 5 of Westworld.
Well, I am curious about The Last of Us Season 2 when they move on, because the second game was much more graphic and you did a lot more human-on-human killing in the zombie world.
She's also a few years older. I wonder how they're going to age Ellie.
Yeah, and just things of that nature, you know, just kind of curious. But
I think as someone who, if I hadn't played the game, I would think, like, is this supposed to be a zombie? Supposed to be a zombie show?
Yeah,
any zombies.
It was a little
confusing.
If I've
seen one zombie show, I've seen them all. Like a virus happens. In this case, it's whatever fungus. But I don't know. I think if I hadn't known the lore and loved the game so much, I'd be out on it.
Well, it is interesting though. I mean, because there are so many zombie things that like this one did just lean like this series did lean more just on the
character.
Human interaction and the character stories rather than
what it's like to live amongst it instead of like dealing with hordes.
They essentially gave us all the dialogue and they cut out the hours of you crouching and shooting zombies is essentially what they did. So I mean,
I would have loved to see a little more zombies. I
get just, it. Yeah, me too. A little.
So that I guess that's probably a couple more episodes.
My guess is though that based on the water cooler talk and all the buzz I hear about this, you don't need to play the game. It's just a good show, right?
Again, because they did a good adaptation.
See, that's cool to me. That's cool because, like,
I would assume I don't know.
I love it all so much, but
it's very true to the game. So yeah, so you do pretty much get it without having to play it. But if you're into cinematic games, it's a great one to do. Speaking of adaptations. This is going a little bit to Jordan. It's an M. Night Shyamalan movie. It's that new horror movie, Knock at the Cabin. It's actually really good.
This is what you guys were telling me about a band practice. Yeah. I couldn't remember the name of it, so
thank you. It's the movie with David Bautista, and he's the only person I really recognize from it. Oh, never mind. Rupert Grint's in it from the Harry Potter series.
Ron Weasley. They essentially they take five people in a cabin, and they have to sacrifice themselves for all of humanity, right? That's the gist.
Yeah, so it's essentially a what if or a thought process where these strangers show up to a family on vacation at a cabin, and they tell them that the family has to choose one of the family members to be a sacrifice, and the family has to kill that person, otherwise the world will end.
I'll quote The
Please
Simpsons.
Don't spoil.
Dad. I'm not gonna say anything else, but it's just a very interesting thriller where you're wondering, like, is it real? Is it not real? Are they gonna choose somebody? Like, how are people's minds developing with this crazy choice, and is it real or not?
So I do have to go back to a fact that Cameron did say, but just so people understand, this is not written by M. Night Shyamalan. He just is the director.
No, it is based off of a best-selling horror book. I think it's called, like, The Cabin at the End of the World, I think is the book. Mm-hmm. But it's just an adaptation directed by M. Night Shyamalan.
Try getting that on Airbnb. It's booked up, I can tell you that much.
Does he show his face in the film?
He does, yep. He makes a cameo in classic M. Night
fashion. Is he sucking on a toe or something, licking some feet?
Newscaster. It's part of a newscast, if I remember.
Newscaster crew.
It's good though. You should check it out. The one maybe just complaint film wise I'll say is I watched it with my wife and a roommate, and sometimes they have a lot of like zooming in close up, like tight shots on faces with the blurry background, just like going in and out of focus. And I kind of got tired of those shots.
iPhone calls that portrait mode.
Yeah. Essentially it's a lot of portrait mode to make something intense where they're zooming in on someone's face and like we're blurring out of the background, but it's just a lot of those shots.
Half of my, like I started off way too many portrait mode pictures of Avery. And then I'm like, you know what? I better just have the background in there too. I don't want to act like I'm hiding something. So, you know, we're evolving.
You know, mix of everything. Keep it a nice mix of everything. Get those artsy ones in there.
The moment you find out about portrait mode, you're like, oh my God, yeah. Like
there's no going back from here. Yeah.
On Instagram.
Has anyone caught that top 10 show on Netflix right now, We Have a Ghost?
No, but title alone, I'm in.
It's with David Harbour.
It's a TV
Harbour.
Show? I thought it was a movie.
It's a movie. David Harbour, Hopper from Stranger Things, the Falcon from the Avengers. What's his name? Shit.
I don't know the Avengers.
Chris Evans?
No, I'll get to it in a second. But essentially, it's a family moves into a house. Their dad is just jumping from opportunity to opportunity. He's kind of a bad dad. And then they try to exploit the fact that there's a friendly ghost, David Harbour, in their house.
Nice. Yeah. Seems fun. Yeah.
I need to get this name or it's really going to bug me. Talk amongst
yourselves. What was the name of that again? We Have a Ghost?
We Have a Ghost on Netflix. Top 10 currently.
So I think this is Shyamalan, but I watched called Old.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Did you watch that recently?
Yeah. Did I already talk about that in the last one?
No, I think you just talked to me about it during band practice.
Yeah. Yeah, Old. I mean, it's fine. It was fine to me.
So, Old is what broke me out of... I had sworn for years that I'm not going to watch another M. Night Shyamalan movie.
Twisty twist at the end. It's...
But here's what happened.
And that is one you would want to avoid because of that. It's a him movie.
If you recall when Old came out, the only options were like three movies. And I had seen them. And how many more times can I rewatch?
What year is that, like 2016?
No, it was like 2020.
Year, 2 years ago? Yeah, it's like within the last 2 years for sure. Yeah.
It was during COVID.
There wasn't much out.
They're like, hey, Top Gun Maverick's coming. Don't worry, we promise. But it didn't come. So I had to watch Old. And I'm like, it was fine.
Tom Cruise kept delaying it to make it better. But again, that movie poster did say something like, exceeds expectations in every imaginable way. It's perfect.
Yeah.
So, you know, it was worth it.
So that's Anthony Mackie.
Yeah. Ghost. That's who I was looking for.
We Are Marshall.
He's your favorite We Are Marshall guy. He holds on to the case of beer. That's where he got to start to me.
That's a great, not great movie. That gets me teary. That one gets me teary.
Oh, man. That scene makes me cry every time.
Boo hoo. Your whole team died in a plane crash. That's what I said. Yeah, play some fucking football, terrible. Guys.
What else have you guys been watching?
Not my cholesterol.
you should watch.
Probably that. Do that. Yeah, yeah. Getting up there. The new PGA Tour documentary on Netflix called Full Swing. Really, actually insightful. It's kind of like their take on Drive to Survive, the Formula One.
This is what every sport should do.
It's pretty sick. Every sport should do this.
Here's why. You make
That's
characters out of people. Exactly.
I've been hearing about this, though. Is it as good as the Formula One, would you say? Because I did get really sucked into one season of that.
I mean, it's just a bunch of really rich white men having drama, but yet they somehow, with the music and the cinematography,
here's what's great about, are they picking unknown golfers and like young guys, or is
top 50 guys?
That's, but you know what's great about that, the 50 top most known golfers outside of golf fans aren't known, and that's why they're doing this. They're trying to make household names out of multi-millionaires that are just having it rough, just going out there swinging a club.
But for a sport that seems kind of just like really under lock and key, just as far as like even miking up the players, they've been better about it recently with like the matches with Tiger Woods and Phil Mickelson. But it's cool to see, like, I don't know,
the human aspect of it.
The human aspect. Well,
I was about
of the
to say, do we have any Happy Gilmore rules with the PGA? Like, I can't swear and I have to keep like good etiquette or no?
Yeah.
No, there's been some hot mic moments even, like, so.
I was about to say, I feel like I have a memory of Tiger swearing.
You can
swearing
swear, just miss. Don't.
Swing your club and make a scene.
He was a GD guy. He was around.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I was about to say,
About something, the camera, that I'm pretty sure you're not caught up to date with, but this is more between me and Mark. This was probably in motion before the LIV Tour, but it's definitely in exact results of that. This is like trying to humanize the PGA Tour and get fans, right?
I think it was even in definitely they got lucky because they had this in the works, because when LIV Tour, they're like, oh, like, we have to make golf fun again.
So Cameron, to fill you in, the LIV Tour is,
I actually do know, because they actually had a LIV Tour contest up by my house recently in one of the golf courses.
Oh, really?
You said that.
Yeah, I drove by and it looked crazy. Like, they were setting up quite the ordeal.
Cameron's like, I know the LIV Tour is, goddamn, making me late.
You think I don't know what the LIV Tour is? For people that don't know, it's just like a Saudi, version of the
Saudi Arabian backed, like,
it's like the XFL of golf.
Yeah.
Just backed by the Saudis. And
but they fronted all of these golfers.
Like $40 million? Yeah.
Yeah, like millions of dollars. And just to like get up and leave, come play our events. Yeah. And it was hard to say no for a lot of these
guys. They're like, hey, you could join the seniors tour or we'll pay you $100 million. It's your ethic.
You don't even have to win. You just have to play.
You barely have to play. And you can wear shorts. And I guess that was a big deal. That was a really big deal, actually. Yeah. People are like, oh, what? This is blood money? Fuck it. I don't care. I can wear shorts.
They start doing like teams too. Like, they've got the Vipers with like Dustin Johnson. Like, they're trying something different. I appreciate it.
Yeah, that's fun. That's almost Legend of the Hidden Temple going on. Which reminds me, I think I'm behind on a season of Cobra Kai. Go on, sorry.
Oh, I just, outside of the dilemma of where the money's coming from, you can't blame somebody who's almost done with their career or will never be the best golfer in the world to take $100 million.
Or same, like, up and coming and can't get a chance. And it's like, oh, but you're going to actually pay me a living wage to do what I love?
Living wage. You're going to pay me $100 million, Cameron.
Touche.
Dustin
Johnson was like,
what do you consider a living wage?
Dustin Johnson was like, this isn't even my passion. I just, like, I don't know. Like, you golf, right? Sometimes, like, yeah, this is fun. I get paid $1 million to do it.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Have I been watching? I'll tell you what I haven't watched, but I'm super excited for, and I don't care what people are going to say about it.
Sure, go ahead.
Ted Lasso's back, I think.
Oh, season three. Were done.
No, season three just came out today, I think.
Unfortunately, that is Apple TV, right? And I don't think I currently have a subscription to it.
This guy isn't a show you guys probably have watched, but Succession season.
You've
the
been
final
talking
season?
About it for a while.
It's just good.
Did
I was
you
late
say
to the
final
game.
Season?
Yeah, which is great. So catch up now.
Say, so you're saying I can just marathon?
I think it's only the fourth of four. So try it. You could get hooked. Spend a couple weekends.
Oh, and
I don't
also
know.
Good for you. The Last of Us. Now you can just marathon all 8 or 9 episodes. It's all
I will watch any of these shows if Megan decides to watch them. I'm not as, this is going to sound weird, I'm not as prone to getting into a series as other people.
No, I get it. You're more of a movie guy. Like,
what
movie
did you
guys
think about that rollout where it's like one every Sunday, like how it used to be? Like,
we kind of
talked
about
catch
it.
That seven.
I think the last episode, but okay. I did kind of appreciate the nostalgia of just week to week, cooler talk, building anticipation, even though I knew the plot. It actually was interesting because it's been years since I've played the game. So, like, I know the bullet points and the big things, but, like, I kind of forgot most of the game. So, it kind of was fresh each episode where I didn't exactly know where it was going, but I knew where it was ending.
I still like the week to week. The only thing that sucks about that in today's week to week in this day and age, everything's a cliffhanger. So it's like, all right, I got you. Okay. I'm coming back next week. Don't cliffhanger me every episode.
And I will say, the social media aspect of it too, it's really hard if you do miss that night not to have something spoiled for you.
If I miss that night, I'm going to see it on Twitter.
You're going to see something
big. Yeah. Dumbledore died. It just happened.
Or just like walking, anything where there's like character deaths a lot, you're just going to have it. Excuse me.
Speaking Dumbledore, of which, I'm only on book five. I've really been taking my, it's a really long book.
It's a really sad book. Yeah, that
it's a long
sucks.
Book.
Speaking of which, this is video games, but I've been playing so much Hogwarts Legacy.
I've heard about that.
It's the best time I've had in my life. If you don't know, you're just playing in like the 1880s as a wizard at Hogwarts. It's just pre-Harry Potter. You just doing your own thing. I'm playing like a goddamn hero. I'm a Gryffindor. I've refused to learn the Cruciatus Corps curse.
Do they play Quidditch?
You have brooms, but this year Quidditch is canceled because it seems like they didn't want to envelop that part of the game.
They're like, hey, guys, sorry. Quidditch is canceled.
So there's flying, but we're not going to put a game in within this game because they give it's a huge map. It really is. You got Hogsmeade, you have Hogwarts, you have surrounding marshes and valleys of like the moors of Scotland.
I think
they did that with the early Harry Potter games too. They just made like a separate Quidditch game because they're like,
yeah, they probably should.
What are we doing? Are we actually making? Like
I'm
a,
so happy
FIFA
you bring
game?
That up because you denied for years that you had that game, and maybe it's a Mandela effect.
Is that recorded?
Oh God, I remember a vivid argument where you're like, I didn't have that game, but we spent like a winter playing that Harry Potter Quidditch game in your fucking room, and there's like three arguments I've never been madder, and that's one of them. The other's the semi thing, but. Oh God, that made me so mad.
Semi thing.
You said if
now you want to bring it back.
It was like the movie The Matrix. If you're on a semi and it's moving, if you jump, would you stay on the semi? And it was a whole Newton's laws of motion
Newton's laws,
and
Newton had already proven
versus
it, like,
air friction, and it was a big argument we had for years.
Well, I also had an argument with Ben. What is
our good friend?
What
Ben
is
Gavin.
bigger or biggest? His argument was biggest. Mine's like, well, what if I'm bigger? For that moment, I mean, we're not going to get into this.
I think you can use them both in different contexts. Here's the question, the answer I have to, could you jump off of something when it's falling? Do this now that we're getting older. Literally stand up and jump up and down, and you tell me if you could do anything.
You might need my shatter.
Like, you're barely getting in the air right now, and you're falling way hard. You tell me. Not a chance.
But just quick on Hogwarts Legacy, fun stuff. If you are part of the...
this is what you watch, not what you're playing.
Yeah, what are you, Jesus?
But if you're part of the Pottermore universe, you get to upload your house already and some of your stuff. You get a...
What house are you in?
Well, I'm in Gryffindor right now, but I'm about to beat the game, and then I'm going to redo it.
I don't
want to
be rude,
evil.
But if you end up a Puff, they should be like, game's over, guys, you lost.
Game's over.
I mean,
what would you want to play Puff for? You know what the hardest thing about being a Puff is?
To see every
you
got to
figure out where the fuck their common room is, because I don't think they have one.
Oh, they do, and it's in the gardens, and it's beautiful. Here's why.
That's got to be made up. They're like, we have no source material on where
it is.
I can't reference the book. They've never said where their goddamn commons rooms is.
So that is the fun.
That's why in the movie, Cedric Diggory is always falling from trees. They're like, we don't know where the fuck his commons room is.
Replayability, though, is big because of that. I want to go through as a Slytherin. And I'm going through really clean right now, but I'm going to go through evil, learn Cruciatus and Avada Kedavra, and kill a bunch of people in Hogwarts. It's going to be fun.
So, yeah, like, there is a Grand Theft Auto aspect to it.
Yeah,
you just go murder.
Yeah, it's an RPG. You get to decide. I mean, it's like also you get to build your character. Mine accidentally looks like Daniel Radcliffe and sounds like him, but
you know
what?
Well, you've got
kind of like when you make a golfer in Tiger Woods, and you're like, it's Tiger Woods.
It's Tiger Woods again. I just made Tiger Woods.
I made Tiger Woods.
Also, I am trim. Oh my God.
Have you ever tried to back in the day in those like golf games accurately make your face? You're like, I look like Frankenstein's monster.
I look like a
thumb. This is not, yeah, this is not
my
work.
Nose gets
not
significantly
even a real person.
Luckily, I spent 3 hours trying to make this look.
I
like
spent
me.
3 hours making a person that never existed ever. That face just never existed.
I'll say the most time ever wasted was building an accurate high school football team to my football team, and then accidentally leaving that in a movie in a movie gallery rental, and then just losing it, it forever.
That's
we are verging on banter, and I want to get into that a little more. So maybe we.
I'll quickly catch you up on
what
I've been watching.
This is, we'll go back.
This is super quick. Saw a movie in the theater. Saw Creed 3.
I do want to talk about that, though.
Oh yeah, Creed 3. What's the plot of this one?
Creed 3, it's boxing.
He's boxing, I believe.
You know.
Creed 3, he's boxing again.
He retired and he comes back and there's boxing matches.
Remind me, in any of the Creeds so far, have we had a beach scene yet where it's slightly homoerotic?
Yeah.
Okay, I couldn't remember.
Not homoerotic, but I think he runs on the beach because in the first one he trains with Rocky. Spoiler alert, this is
I remember going through the streets and the people on the ATVs and shit. That's kind
I think
of
the second one he must do this one. This one, though, I mean, you can't remake the wheel, so it is just a boxing movie, but it was emotional. Sure. It was good enough. It was fine.
Yeah. I mean, I'll eventually see it.
Do you know what's weird, though? I think he's a leading man. He's a star. Mm-hmm. But I don't think Michael B. Jordan's charismatic in any way. Outside of, like...
He's handsome.
He's handsome, sure. And he's ripped.
He's charming, but he's wildly and good-looking, but he is a little boring.
He's super
boring. But Michael B. Jordan in... Hello. Apollo...
In
no.
What? In what?
Out.
Chronicle?
Moneyball?
No, what's the boxing movie we're talking about?
Creed.
Mm-hmm. I said Apollo. So Michael B. Jordan in Creed or Mark Wahlberg in The Fighter? What would look better?
Michael B. Jordan still.
Probably Michael B. Jordan, because in The Fighter, he's playing, you know, like a boss guy. That's a much more dramatic movie, I believe.
Yeah, true. Yeah. But it's still just Mark Wahlberg just kind of talking like this.
Yeah, so, but I mean, in the right role where he's not playing, you know.
It makes a little more sense there.
Okay. Also, yeah, I did watch Finding Neverland.
Oh, you finally did it. Good for you. Funny enough, guess what I put on last night and then immediately stopped? Seabiscuit.
Ooh, you're going to like it. Just give it a...
I put on like 2 minutes, maybe up to five, and I was like... I'm not in the mood. It's just going to be so long and
you didn't
brown.
Even get to Tobey Maguire, really. You were still the young-headed red boy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, sure.
I think his name's Red in the movie. Anyway, it's long and it's fine and it's good. But if you...
Is this something you guys have? Like, you should have watched Seabiscuit? Like, you got to tell...
So, if you watch
Finding
Neverland...
It's like you
don't
even know Jordan, Mark.
Anyway, I watched Finding Neverland. It still holds up fine. It's whimsical enough.
It's a great
movie. It's delightful.
Movie.
I really like it. And then you know what I did after it? This was not suggested to me because I had to watch Finding Neverland on DVD. I was downstairs with Avery and I'm like, you know what? We're just doing nothing. I'm going to put on Finding Neverland. I don't think it'll draw your attention. I was correct. I
highly doubt it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Consumed it all.
Yeah, I hope so. I hope so. I hope
that mother just tried so hard she didn't deserve it. Speaking of nostalgic things also.
Really quick. I piggybacked that off. I watched it like 4 days, like a classroom setting, you know, like 20-minute segments. But Road to Perdition, I love that movie, and I think it's underrated.
Oh, it's like you're reading my mind. That's another one I keep passing that thumbnail on something, being like, is it time? No, I don't know.
If you can just get past... the first 20 minutes of the funeral scene, that movie cooks.
As soon as they get going on the road, that's when the movie really picks up. Yeah. The beginning's a little boring, yeah.
Daniel Craig's in it, pretty bad American accent. Real bad American accent.
True.
Just make your son British.
He still looks like...
himself?
Either he's never aged or he's always been like older. I don't know what it is.
It's a weathered British face. It's kind of like how
I think it's
that. It's like how Hell's Kitchen. What's the Gordon Ramsay's face has always kind of looked old, but now it is looking a little older. You know what I mean? It's getting weathered.
Yeah, that was like an Easter egg that I never had watched. That I know is just like a
you would just movie. Completely forget it.
I saw it like 2 years ago, and the ending is just oh my.
It's a great ending.
It's a good movie.
Why
it's a haunting score. It's borderline a heist movie in the middle. It's fun stuff.
It is
some
movie.
Heist guy.
Fucking crazy.
Jude Law's accent isn't too bad. Jude Law's accent isn't too bad for an American.
He really
I think it's an
creeps
American
me
accent.
Out in it, though. He gives me like Billy Bob
bad
Thornton
teeth,
vibes.
Bad teeth. Yellow teeth.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They're gross. Just for nostalgic things I've been watching in the background, I've done a lot of The Simpsons, season 10 in particular. Ooh. It was the Grease episode. My God, you're greasy.
That's a good one.
When Homer is trying to out-invent Edison and he makes that chair that tilts backwards. when Bart shoots a bird and he feels bad about it and raises those lizard eggs. And with that one where Homer assists celebrities and he's with...
Ron Howard shows up in that.
He sure does. Actually, Ron Howard's pretty funny in
that. He's in it a lot.
Season 10, because I kept going to the early stuff.
What's
our
Halloween special? It was the one
where Maggie's an alien. And
that one's not that bad.
Yeah, I didn't actually watch it. I was like, oh, this one's not the greatest.
Plus, like, you got to save him for Halloween. I get that.
I've also been doing I remembered we have Paramount Plus back, so I've just been rewatching, like, Nickelodeon shows. So, watched a bunch of Rocket Power the other day. Awesome show from so my good. Time. A bunch of extreme sport kids, but also a lot of we Are You Afraid Riders. Of the Dark, season 2 and 3. I'm trying
Is that
to
all our classics.
See, I'm trying to avoid the classics and just catch some of that random stuff just to see what I remember. Turns out I remember it all pretty vividly.
Do this for me, because this is one I've been trying to catch for years. And when you say, what have you done to try to catch it? I've YouTubed it around Halloween. I really want to see their Sleepy Hollow Headless Horseman one.
Oh, here's the problem with that. I know they don't. They just don't have that on.
Why? That's the only one on I want to.
They also don't have. Do you remember Fear Soup? The one where they have like a pendulum like swinging in a restaurant and they're collecting
Wait,
like sweat.
That sounds familiar. Yeah.
That one stars Neve Campbell. That's also not on streaming. There's one with Ryan Gosling. There's some with big stars that I think they took down, but some with big stars they kept in.
That's rude.
Yeah, I know. So some of my favorite episodes are missing, but a lot of the big ones are in there. It kind of sucks, but it's still nice.
I love that you can fuck with like spooky Halloween shit like all year round.
Who, me?
Yeah, you specifically.
It's been gloomy, you know? It's just been stormy. God, that has the scariest intro maybe of all time.
Yeah. It's by far... there was only two intros as scary as that and Tales from the Crypt as a kid. And I'm like, Tales from the Crypt is too scary for me. But I bet it wasn't. I bet it was just dumb and cheesy.
In fact, I even think it has like bomp, 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 bomp. Like just
yeah, but
like
I was a kid, you know?
No, I get it. I mean, the Crypt Keeper laughing at the end was terrifying.
That was
I mean,
it.
Comparing to like Goosebumps, like...
Goosebumps to me, like Goosebumps were for like kids that had bedtimes before the sun went down.
Yeah,
like it was so much.
It was Rod and Todd Flanders. Those guys.
No, it was just lamer. It was just way. No offense, if this is any of you out there, it's just way more lame than Are You Afraid of the Dark?
Similar. It was close. Equally Canadian.
Yeah, but like worse. It was just lamer, right?
Trying to think.
Does that mean just?
Honestly, I watched like maybe six episodes of Are You Afraid of the Dark?
But it was more wholesome, I feel like.
Yeah.
Sure.
Wholesome is maybe the word I'm looking for.
I mean, that's Nickelodeon versus what was that on? Fox? Fox Family at the time, maybe?
Yeah. It might have just been straight Fox.
Got to be a little more wholesome for that. That's kind of most of what I have written down for this week. What else do you guys have?
I mean, I did drop the bomb that I watched Finding Neverland.
It is pretty big, I'm not going to lie. And I started Seabiscuit. I will eventually maybe get
to it. Hey, Seabiscuit's not for everybody. But it is for you, because I know you like genres.
Yeah,
you're
I
mean, for the longest time, you like Cinderella Man as one of your favorite movies.
It's such a great movie if you take out Renee Zellweger.
Is Seabiscuit like an item? Is that a thing?
I don't know. If it is.
It's a good name. If it's not, like, it just never exists.
Mark, you know what? You're going to have to watch a 3.5-hour movie to find out. Okay, it's not that long, but, you know, I bet it's
They don't explain how they get the name, I don't believe.
So for this week's wrap-up, your recommendation, your favorite thing you watch, what would you say?
I'm not going to give a recommendation. I will give a recommendation. I want to be watching March Madness.
Ooh. That's coming up. Yeah, that is going to be coming up. That's
you know what I'm
week.
Super excited for? Pick. We're all from Iowa. I don't even give a shit if they get beat. Like, I'm prepared for that, but it's nice that it's actually a night game. It's not in the middle of the day, so I will get to watch it tomorrow night.
Oh, that's nice. That's nice. Jordan, your recommendation?
Road to Perdition.
Go and see the movie Road to Perdition from 2005, 2003? I don't know.
My guess is 3.
It's been a while. I'm going to say Knock at the Cabin, the M. Night Shyamalan David Bautista movie. It's actually just
I might watch that tonight.
It's a very good psychological thriller. It's just, it's fun. It's interesting. Check that
out.
It's
2002's Road to Perdition.
Oh, earlier than I would have thought, right after the millennium. Well, thanks for checking out the bonus content here from Cult Classics Podcast. If you want more content, make sure you listen to the whole episodes and our full thing. You can also find everything on the Majestic Jam Network, I'm Not Crazy, Urban Hermit Podcast, the High Wire Podcast. And until then, we'll catch you on the next one. Bye.
Bye.